30 Bus and Club Head Practice. My name is Alicia Grubb. I'm a first-year law student at Wake Forest, and I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. October 14th, 2009. I'm sure all of you remember that date, what you were doing on that day. But if you need a refresher, it was a Wednesday, and it was raining a lot. And there's nothing worse for a college student than heading to a 9 o'clock freshman speech class in the rain. But that's what I was on the sidewalk, headed to class, when I got a phone call from my friend Patrick. And Patrick asked if I had heard about Gary. I said no. And he said, well, Gary was in a car accident this morning and was rushed to the hospital, so pray for him. I said, okay. Offered a quick prayer, and I distinctly remember thinking, oh, it's Gary. He'll be okay. Well, that night we found out that Gary was actually in a coma, but the doctors were hopeful. He had fractured his skull in two places. Gary was a local high school senior, and I had seen Gary pretty much every weekend for the past 3 years at high school speech and debate tournaments. And I was actually about to see him that coming weekend at a tournament that I was going to judge at. Gary was also a Buddhist, and he had heard the gospel many times from me and some of my classmates, but he had never accepted the Lord. So I was especially praying that when he recovered, that he would come to the Lord. Well, Wednesday turned into Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Gary's condition did not improve. And on Saturday, I went to that speech tournament, and I saw a lot of my friends from high school, some of us that had just graduated, and the mood was pretty somber, because nobody knew what was going to happen. Well, Saturday night, a lot of us went to the hospital to be with his family in the waiting room, and I remember looking around at a lot of his friends and his family and seeing the hopelessness on their faces. His dad passed around fruit, just grapefruits and oranges, that he had taken earlier that day to get blessed by a Buddhist priest. A lot of his friends were making origami swan paper chains as part of their ritual for Gary's health. But that night, the doctors declared Gary brain dead. And on Monday, his parents took him off life support. Gary was the first person that I had ever known to pass away. And I began to ask God why. Why would he do that? Gary wasn't saved. His family wasn't saved. And I thought, God, you could have done this better if you had taken me or one of my friends that was saved, because the same people would have suffered loss. But the person would have gone to heaven. And as I asked God why, I didn't seem to get any answers. So I concluded in my 19-year-old wisdom that God, therefore, was not good. That there probably was a God because I grew up believing in him, but he didn't care. Sorry. I practiced this, and it was good. But Gary's death was, for me, the straw that broke the camel's back, as I had been questioning my faith. I grew up in a really strong, conservative, fundamentalist Christian home. I was in church every time the doors were open. I was saved at a young age. I went to Christian school. I did everything I was supposed to do to be a good Christian. But I had come to equate my faith with not faith, but rather following all this stuff I was supposed to do. I felt like Ray Bradbury's model citizen in Fahrenheit 491, that he had the right house, the right number of children, like 2.5 kids or whatever it was, for his time. And I was that Christian. I not only did I not drink or smoke or chew or run with those who do, my skirt was the right length, my music had the right beat, and I went on visitation the right number of times. So I did it all. I had it down. But my heart was not in it. because I equated my faith with works rather than God's grace in my life, I decided that Christianity was not for me, that as soon as I could, I was done. I would be gone. But I know that I was saved and just away from the Lord because he didn't give up on me. Like Jacob, he wrestled with me until I finally gave in. And that summer, as I was working at a Christian camp, ironically, the Lord got a hold of my heart through the preaching and showed me just how wrong my attitude was, how wrong my motives were, and what a false view of my faith that I had. And he gave me these verses, Galatians 3, verses 2 and 3. It says, "Let me ask you this. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit? You are now perfected by the flesh." And I realized my salvation was by faith, was by God's grace through faith. And my sanctification is the same. It's by God's grace through faith. Just like I can't do works to be saved, I can't do works to be sanctified. And as I began to surrender little things in my life to the Lord, I realized that Gary's death did have a purpose. And even though I didn't understand, and I obviously still am affected by it, I learned that God is good and his grace abounds. Thank you.